Harper Audio presents The Promise of Stardust by Priscille Sibley, performed by George Newbern. As for me, to love you alone, to make you happy, to do nothing which would contradict your wishes, this is my destiny and the meaning of my life. Napoleon Bonaparte. Chapter 1. The Emergency Room Call. Late that night, on our last night, we lay in awe, mesmerized again by the Perseid meteor showers as they transformed stardust into streamers of light. They were an anniversary of sorts for us, a summertime event Al and I cherished, and we fell asleep on the widow's walk of our old house, my beautiful wife curled up beside me, her head resting in the crook of my arm. If only I stayed home in the morning, if only I'd looked over at Al and realized nothing I could or would ever do was more important than keeping her safe, if only, Jesus. I've heard patients' families play the if-only game. In the 11 years I've been a doctor, I've come to expect the denial and the bargaining. But reality is cold and hard and all too often irreversible. I did not stay home, and neither did Elle. I was already at my office, studying an MRI that showed what I suspected was a glioblastoma, and wondering how much time I could buy my patient by excising his malignant tumor, when my receptionist buzzed me. The hospital's on line 3, said it's urgent. Thanks, Tanya. I picked up the phone, still.